Whether your childhood was ages ago or relatively recent, you might remember a place where reputations are made, the merry-go-round. NPR's Jasmine Garst recently spent some time at a merry-go-round in Queens, New York, where she met a young boy named Michael trying to make a name for himself.
Michael Paguay Fares has spent years waiting to ride this merry-go-round.
Ahora? Are you sure?
It's not for lack of courage that he hasn't done it before. He just wasn't tall enough. As we stand in line, waiting, I ask how old he is.
Ocho, para ser muy extremo.
I'm 8 years old, he responds. 8 extreme years. He uses that word a lot, extreme. Michael moved to the U.S. 3 years ago from Ecuador. He comes to Flushing Meadows Park every weekend with his mom, Estefania.
Frecuentamos siempre todos los fines de semana, pero es la primera vez que él sube acá.
She tells me Michael has been asking to ride this merry-go-round every time they come to the park. Today, he finally got permission. He's had his eye on one of the animals in particular.
El león.
El león?
Amidst the delicate, fancy ponies that slide up and down, there's a very grumpy-looking old lion. Michael is going to ride him.
Pero yo soy extremo.
I'm just extreme like that, he says. Estefania smiles at him. As we chat, she tells me the story of how 3 years ago, she and Michael picked up and left Ecuador. The cartel violence there, it's gotten bad. Michael was 5 years old when they swam across the Rio Grande to reach the U.S. border. I ask her if Michael was scared. No, she says. It was like a walk in the park for him. When they made it to the other side, they turned themselves in, saying they needed asylum. In New York, they joined over 180,000 migrants who've arrived in the last few years. At the sound of the bell, Michael makes a beeline for the lion. He climbs it. You aren't scared? I ask.
No, no estás asustado.
No.
He's been training for this for a whole year with his cousin.
¿Hace cuánto que estás practicando con tu primo para esto?
Un año.
Cartwheels, strength training. Wait, I ask, how fast do you expect this merry-go-round to go?
200.
200?
Like 200 miles an hour, he figures. He holds on tight as the merry-go-round takes off, and it's not 200 miles an hour, but it is a little too fast for a reporter who had soup for lunch.
Wow, that is really making me kind of dizzy.
But Michael is completely unfazed. He's sitting up straight. Estefania waves at him, but he's so in the zone, he forgets to look for her. How does it feel up there, I ask.
¿Cómo lo siente?
Bien, bien grande. Bien extremo.
Good, he says. Great. It's a big lion. This is very extreme. The ride ends and Michael emerges victorious, puffing out his little chest. That lion, it doesn't look so ferocious anymore. His mom is waiting outside. Before we part ways, I ask him, hey, Michael, would you do it again, the merry-go-round? He smiles.
Miles de veces.
1,000 times. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Queens, New York.